Thank you so much. Yes, indeed. And we're delighted to be here. It's Kim and Mike Burge. We've got a lot of good things coming up on The Good Stuff, so we're very happy that you're here. One of those things is Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News offers all things about farming, ranching, mostly ranching. It's an agriculture magazine. They're going to be focusing on cattle and horses and ag-related items. And so if you're looking for that kind of information and you want quality information that's accountable and dependable, you really need to plug into Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
Well, we're counting down the final days here of the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. Jackson Dean concert tonight at 8 o'clock, and don't forget the Western Art Show. And a charity auction is going to be going on today as well. That art show and sale continues through the weekend. The Cinch Trade Show, which is the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors, will continue through the weekend. And coming up Friday night, the Ian Munsey concert with Colby Acuff. That'll be at the Kierstead Event Center. Check it all out at blackhillsstockshow.com. A little technology and old people story to start the good stuff today.
Okay.
Life just gets better as you get older, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I was in a Starbucks coffee recently when my stomach started rumbling, and I realized that I desperately needed to pass some gas. The place was packed, but the music was really loud. So to get relief and reduce embarrassment, I timed my gas to the beat of the music. After a couple of songs, I started to feel much better. I finished my coffee and noticed that everyone was staring at me. I suddenly remembered that I was listening to my iPod. This is what happens when old people start using technology. So, all right,
oh,
Kim.
Dear, oh, dear. Now, that, you read that. That's not from personal experience.
That's not personal experience.
Very no. Good. The Louisiana lawyer. Part of rebuilding New Orleans caused residents often to be challenged with the task of tracing home titles back potentially hundreds of years. With a community rich in history stretching back over two centuries, houses have been passed along through generations of family, sometimes making it quite difficult to establish ownership. Here's a great letter an attorney wrote to the FHA on behalf of a client. He sought an FHA loan for a client. He was told the loan would be granted if he could prove satisfactory title to a parcel of property being offered as collateral. The title to the property dated back to 1803, which took the lawyer 3 months to track down. After sending the information to the FHA, he received the following reply. And this is the actual reply from the FHA. Upon review of your letter, adjoining your client's loan application, we note the request is supported by an abstract of title. While we compliment the able manner in which you have prepared and presented the application, we must point out that you have only clear title to the proposed collateral property back to 1803. Before final approval can be accorded, it will be necessary to clear the title back to its origin. Annoyed, the letter responded as follows, and this is the real response. Your letter regarding title in case number 189156 has been received. I note you wish to have title extended further than the 206 years covered by the present application. I was unaware any educated person in this country, particularly those working in the property area, would not know Louisiana was purchased by the United States from France in 1803, the year of origin identified in our application. For the edification of uninformed FHA bureaucrats, the title to the land prior to U.S. ownership was obtained from France, which had acquired it by the rights of conquest from Spain. The land came into the possession of Spain by right of discovery made in the year 1492 by a sea captain named Christopher Columbus, who had been granted the privilege of seeking a new route to India by the Spanish monarch, Queen Isabella. The good Queen Isabella, being a pious woman and almost as careful about titles as the FHA, took the precaution of securing the blessing of the Pope before she sold her jewels to finance Columbus's expedition. Now the Pope, as I'm sure you may know, is the emissary of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and God, it is commonly accepted, created this world. Therefore, I believe it is safe to presume God also made the part of the world called Louisiana. God, therefore, would be the owner of origin, and his origins date back to before the beginning of time, the world as we know it, and the FHA. I hope you find God's original claim to be satisfactory. Now, may we have our loan? The loan was immediately approved.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.